Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. With me, Lindsay Perry, and I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, today's question I got in from Mayla. And Mayla was asking about tummy problems when she's running. She just really battles with diarrhea, and it's over any distance. So as soon as she starts running, she just feels like her tummy's just really unstable. If people do battle with tummy problems when running, what's the best way to do it? Is it a dietary issue, or is it something else?
Look, it's usually linked to one of two things. The condition name unfortunately escapes me right now, but effectively, there are some people that get, you know, blood flow diverts completely away from the gut. So it's a normal response for us to divert blood flow from the gut to the working muscles. But in some people, that is exaggerated. And when that happens, effectively, everything that's in your intestine and your colon, it wants to get out. And similarly, people... Or a large number of people, in fact, get a lot of irritation, particularly if they have too much glucose. So, yes, there could be a dietary cause, something like a mild form of celiac disease. Some people have problems with fiber, with gluten, with dairy, and as I've already said, with high concentrations of glucose. So I would start there. Because if your body effectively diverts all the blood away from the gut, that normally also has some serious associated pains and some pains post exercise, and it's a lot rarer. So I would start looking at the nutritional side of things. Heaps of people are mildly gluten intolerant and don't even realize it, but it's exacerbated by the tugging on the intestinal walls, when you're jostling up and down when you're running. So I would start to, look at different food groups, avoid eating too close to exercise, and obviously during exercise, have a look at what you are taking in. Try a slightly lower GI product, something like a 32 GI perhaps, but there's plenty of them on the market. Hammer Nutrition have got a couple of products that people can try. If it's something that actually only onsets during longer runs when we know that there's glucose ingestion. And then one thing that's important to look out for, if this person is taking gels without any water or taking gels and washing it down with another high glucose drink like Coke or Energizer or Powerade that you may find on the side of the road, that would trigger that almost immediately. So start looking at the nutritional things, and if that's not solving the problem, then you'll need to seek some medical advice.
Fantastic. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget, if you want to find out more, some more great resources on the website, just go to AskCoachPerry.com.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.